A popular idea about family is that family needs to be there when others don't. You know, the idea that families are stuck together, whether they want to be or not. I've learned, however, that even though families have some forces that might pull them towards each other, things like common relationships, shared background, shared knowledge and stories, you know, families don't need to stick together. In fact, many don't. Over the past number of months, a number of things have been intersecting as I've thought about family, and specifically what it means to belong to a family. I'd like to think about out loud about what it means to belong to a family in today's Covenant Weekly Podcast, Episode 13, Choosing to Show Up. Much has been said and written about the COVID restrictions and their impact on mental, emotional, and even spiritual health. Today is not a podcast about that. But during COVID, my biological family has gotten closer than we have been for years previously. The reason is that in May of 2020, almost 2 years ago, we started having something that we call Limmer Family Lunch. It's a pretty simple concept. We connect to a Zoom call while we eat lunch on Saturdays. While there, we talk and share and laugh. Sometimes we've played games. We get caught up on medical appointments and extended family news. We hear how the youngest generation is doing with school. We get to know each other better, even getting to know my younger sister's fiancé, whom we haven't met in person yet. There have been many weeks when we've been Zoomed out and didn't want to be on another Zoom call, but we've still connected. Not everybody has been there every week, but most weeks there's been someone from each household on the call. And normally my niece, who is at school all the way in Kingston, is there as well. I can't remember any single week where something super groundbreaking happened that was shared on the call. What I can tell you is that 2 years of showing up each week has brought us closer together, even at this age and stage of life. There's something about choosing to show up with and for each other that's special. When we first moved to Penetang, to a new community and a new church, this idea of showing up for others is something that kind of hits hard, especially when filling out forms for our kids. See, there's this section on forms that asks for emergency contacts. Basically, the question is, hey, if there's an emergency, who is someone that you know will drop what they're doing to show up for you and your family? When you're new in an area, in a community, that's a big question because you don't really know people yet. Even though there may be some superficial relationships that drew you to an area, you remain fairly disconnected. It takes time to build relationships and connections, and perhaps more than time, it takes spending time the right way. At Covenant, we use the language of family. It implies relationships, but not all families are really connected. They don't all really have good relationships. And disconnectedness, the lack of relationships, has become even more acute in the shadow of 2 years of COVID. As I've thought about disconnection and connection and family, I've come to think that the key to connecting in healthy ways is simply what was mentioned before, choosing to show up with and for each other. You know, showing up for ourselves won't build a connection because we're this just there to take. Showing up in contexts that we're all focused on a stage or a screen doesn't really build connection either. If we really want to connect with each other, it involves coming together with our eyes and our hearts towards each other. Over the last couple of years as a church, showing up with and for each other has been a real challenge. We continue to use the language of family to describe ourselves at Covenant because that's what we aspire to. I sometimes wonder, though, if we really feel like a family. And I wonder if we're willing to commit to showing up with and for each other in ways that will foster family. I'm not criticizing anyone or anything as I reflect on this. I'm just trying to honestly assess our current reality and think about how we can work together towards being the family we aspire to be. 2 years ago when our response to COVID called us to isolate. The small group that Angie and I hosted in our home, we tried to go online and it struggled, and eventually we just put it on hold. We had no idea that the pandemic would be this long, and we haven't been back together yet. And not showing up together, it's taken its toll on our connection. In the meantime, our women's Bible study worked hard to continue to connect, even in less than ideal circumstances. Most of their connection has been online, but they've kept showing up, and they've even welcomed new people into connection because they did choose to show up. This difference isn't a criticism of anyone. It's meant as an observation. Choosing to show up, even when it was less than ideal and hard, it made a difference. We're created for connection and relationship and belonging. We desperately want people to be beloved, to know and receive the love of God, and we want that for ourselves. And we want people to belong, to be embraced as a part of God's family within our context, and we want to belong, even those of us who tend to be pretty introverted. You know, in order for people to be loved and to belong, we need to create spaces where people can show up. It's my hope and prayer that in the coming weeks, months, and years, we will be able to create more spaces where people can choose to show up and find or begin building family. And before we go too far on this, I want to make sure that those who are connecting online on Sunday mornings and not in person know that I'm not talking about that. Staying at home and being online on Sunday morning is totally understandable in so many circumstances. As I've mentioned before, the way Sunday mornings run, it make it a context in which it can be hard to connect. Larger crowds and the forward-facing posture can actually work against closeness in relationship and deep belonging. My hope is that we will be able to create spaces where people can choose to show up in smaller gatherings. And by showing up week after week for longer periods of time where they're showing up with and for each other, we'll be able to grow into practicing our life with and for each other as family. In order to do that, we need spaces. We need hosts who are willing to have 8 to 10 people in their homes who can create space where people can show up with and for each other. We need hosts who are willing to do that, show up and open their front or back or side door to guests most weeks and to welcome people in. You know, what happens when people get together in those groups can be as diverse as the group of people that gathers. Some groups could focus on Bible study, others praying together, others playing together, others simply sharing what's going on in their lives and seeking to share the presence and wisdom and way of Jesus with each other. You know, if you're open to hosting and exploring what kind of group you could host, I would love, love, love to talk with you. You know, we don't need to create cut and paste models of groups or house churches. We should adopt and adapt to whatever works to help a small group of people gather and grow into a Jesus-centered family, really a nuclear family within the larger church context. And what works for one group will not be the same as what works in another. And more than any type of program or structure or direction, the primary thing that will foster community is choosing to show up with and for each other. I'd really love to see some new groups start to gather after Easter. It's a great chance to connect for a number of weeks between now and the summer. And then perhaps that group could find times to play together over the summer with no agenda, or serve together or support each other in things that need to get done. If you'd be open to hosting a group for others, please let me know. And as we have hosts ready, we'll be working to invite others into opportunities where they can show up and maybe connect with a person that you connect with enough that maybe they could become your emergency contact. Just a couple of things to look forward to in the weeks to come. First, if you haven't had a chance to listen to last week's podcast and my interview with Denise McNabb about the work God is doing in the Dominican Republic, I encourage you to do so. I know it's a longer podcast, but it's such a great story of simply following God's lead in small steps and seeing God do something far beyond what we could ask or imagine. Second, just a reminder of what is coming up at Covenant. This Sunday, April 10th, is our Palm Sunday celebration at 10:30 a.m. On Friday, April 15th, we will receive communion as a part of our Good Friday service at 10:30. And I'm really looking forward to this more somber, reflective service. And then on Sunday, April 17th, we will celebrate Easter Sunday together at 10:30 a.m. On Easter Sunday, we are looking for a small group of people who would be willing to come early and toast some hot cross buns that we have prepared. And weather permitting, we will have those outside for people to enjoy after. If the weather's not great, then people will be able to get them in the lower level of the church or in the lobby. All of these gatherings are at 10:30 a.m., and all of these gatherings will be both in person and online. As we near Holy Week, if you want to be reading Scripture to prepare you, we're going to be working through Luke's account of Palm Sunday, Good Friday, and Easter, so feel free to read ahead. And there is a Holy Week devotional guide being created by Be in Christ Church of Canada. It's going to be available online at beinchrist.ca/Easter. The download of the guide is not available yet, but the page is there, and the guide will be posted there as soon as it is completed. Again, that's beinchrist.ca/Easter. As we go through this day and the rest of the season of Lent, as we prepare for the drama of Holy Week, you know, the emotional high of Palm Sunday, the gut-wrenching low of Good Friday, and the awe-inspiring, unbelievable resurrection truth of Easter, I'm reminded of all of the ups and downs and doubts and miraculous things that we encounter in this life. And I am grateful that God has brought us together into His family so that we can walk this journey together. I'm glad to be in this with you. God bless you as you move through this week. Go in peace.